Air travel in Aotearoa is set to get even more expensive. From tomorrow, Air New Zealand will be increasing long-term domestic fares across all routes. The airline says costs have risen by more than 30% over the last couple of years, and it has absorbed as much as it can. It's told travel agents that all existing bookings need to be ticketed before midnight tonight to avoid the new fares. Brent Thomas is the Chief Operating Officer at House of Travel, and he's with me now. Kia ora. What are you expecting to see from tomorrow in terms of pricing?
Well, obviously, they've indicated that the price is going to move, and that's a reflection of some of their costs, which they've tried to absorb. I think we all understand that inflation has been running hot over the last few months, and that's going to impact on it. Obviously, also, from a domestic point of view, it's one of those situations where we don't have a lot of competition, so therefore people are a price taker as opposed to where the market, where there'll be more supply and demand that could create more of a competitive nature.
Do we have any details around what those specific pricings might be changing to?
No, I think this is the tricky situation, because what happens is the way airlines price a seat is that they set a bottom price, and then once those number of seats have been sold, then the same seat can then be sold at a higher, and that's how they yield manage a flight to create a position where they're making a profit. So we don't know specifically yet how many seats will be in those lower class fares, and therefore how many people will only be able to get those tickets before they start paying a higher price for the same seat because of that supply and demand.
Is this in line with what's happening internationally, or is this specific to Aotearoa because of that limited competition?
Oh, it's definitely around the competition. So if you look at the North America market, where we've got a significant number of carriers coming down from the States, plus there's others flying out of here, such as Fiji Airways, etc., that competition has seen some great pricing over the last 12 months. Whereas when you start to have pricing domestically, and there really is only two major players, then the competition's not to the same degree, and therefore, as I say, supply and demand and lack of competition means the prices are where they are.
If you look at Air New Zealand, are these fare increases justified? What sort of cost pressures are they under to push this up?
Well, I think we all know that when we go fill up our car, the price of petrol's gone up. And they're facing the same thing. A significant part of running an airline, of course, is the jet fuel, and that has gone up. So it's right that they should pass those on. We also know that staff costs have gone up. We see that around the country, in any industry for that matter. So there is definitely some justification for increases. The question is, we just don't know how much that will be, because it does come down to the number of seats that they're going to offer in each class, and as they yield manage those seats up. So we'll have to wait and see exactly what the detail is.
Being at House of Travel, you will deal with people wanting to book holidays and flying for various reasons every day. What do you hear from customers around the cost of air travel in Aotearoa?
Well, it certainly seems to be more expensive than it was some time ago, and certainly pre-COVID it was significantly cheaper. But then again, costs have gone up, to be fair. What we do know is that for those people who can book well in advance, there's still going to be some great fares to be had. It's those who have to book last minute, you know, by last minute I mean in the week before travel or the 2 weeks before travel, they are just going to have to take the price that is available, and that's when it gets expensive. So particularly for people who've got family emergencies, or you've got the corporate traveller who books late, they are paying the price.
Tēnā koe, thank you very much. That's Brent Thomas, the Chief Operating Officer at House of Travel. And Air New Zealand did give us a statement. Its Acting General Manager for Domestic, Jeremy O'Brien, said, like many Kiwi businesses, Air New Zealand has faced increasing costs over the past couple of years. As we've previously signalled, our cost base has risen by more than 30%, and to date we've absorbed as much of this as we can. However, to reflect the higher cost of providing air services, we need to continue to review our pricing.